Tehillim, Perek Mem Ches, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach. This is the Shir Shel Yoim for Monday. There are around nine Prakim Tehillim that are by Bnei Korach. This is not the first one. This is one of the nine. It's interesting why this is picked to be the Shir Shel Yoim for Monday. Some want to say that maybe the first Machlokes in the world was on Monday, and Bnei Korach were the survivors from a Machlokes. Anyway, Kapitel Memchas. So the Malbim explains that the Bnei Yisrael were being attacked by other nations, and Hashem brought a tremendous, like, hurricane type of wind, and he destroyed them and did not damage Klai Yisrael at all. And based on this nes, because of this nes, the Bnei Korach sang a mizmor. So go like this: Gadol Hashem Hula Moed. So, Mal explained that not everyone that's great is praiseworthy, but Gadol Hashem u'mehulo moed. Not only is Hashem great, he's also mehulo. And he explained that there's the anivus of Hashem, and that it's hard to be makir, the greatness of Hashem, but whether you're far or whether you're close, you can mark the ear, Elokinu Harkachai. Even when you're in the ear of Hashem, you can still recognize his greatness. Some people are only great when you're far away from them, but even close to them, you can see the greatness of Hashem. Gimel, Yifei Noif Mesayz Kol Arts, Har Tzion Yarkasei Tzafon Kiryas Melech Rav. Eretz Yisrael is the prettiest place. It has all of the milas being gorgeous, but what makes it really chashuv is the fact that that what makes it really special is that Hashem lives here. This is where the Beis Hamikdash is. This is where the Shekhinah dwells. And that's what really makes Yerushalayim pretty. So we have Pasuk Beis Gimel Dalid not really talking about anything about the Nes, about the Melchama, just general praises of Hashem being great, Yerushalayim itself being great because of the Shekhinah. Now, comes Pasuk Hey, this is where it discusses the Nes. Now Rashi learns differently in the Malbim. Rashi learns this is going on Gog u'Magog. This is going on a future Melchama. But the way the Malbim learns is Pasuk Hey, Kihine Hamalachim Noi Azu Avu Yachtav. The nations were coming against us to conquer us, to destroy us. Pasuk Vav Zayin. That they were able to see the Hashkacha of Hashem with their own eyes, that they wanted to run away and they couldn't run away. And Hashem brought this tremendous fear. So they saw, they wanted to run away, they were all nervous, but they couldn't go anywhere. The Pasuk Ches and Tes, Bruach Kadim Tishabe Anios Tarshish, Kashi Shamanu Kinu Inu Bir Hashem Tzavakos Bir Kinu. That Hashem brought this tremendous, fierce wind. Rashi says the wind of Pranyos, and it destroyed everything around, destroyed all their boats, and Klai Yisrael was saved. You could see it, you could hear it, and this was what you hear and see the wind. That's how the Malbim learns. And that is what saved Klai Yisrael and destroyed their enemies. Rashi learns is about a Navi and davening for the Yeshua. The Malbim learns is a continuation that it used to be we only see Chesed, but now we're seeing Mishpat. We thought that Hashem only did Chesed, but now we're seeing there's also a Mishpat being done to them. That the goyim are seeing this mishpat. There's din. There's oinish on Tarshish. On these nations coming to conquer us. Bnei Yisrael is chesed. So it's chesed to Bnei Yisrael, and it was din and mishpat to the goyim. So this mishpat was for the good of Bnei Israel to save us from our enemies. So sifru migdalaha. Now let's go look, and we're going to look at the destruction from this hurricane. You're going to see let's count the buildings, right? Sifu Migdal Lehal, let's go see the Migdal. You're going to see that the destruction was not in Tzion. All this wind, all this hurricane, so with Tzion, Tzion was like protected. And the destruction didn't come there. Pasuk Yudalas, Shisu Libchem Chela Paskom Nusala Matisapu Dorachron. That there was like this wall surrounding Yerushalayim that didn't let the hurricane in. And you're going to see all the palaces, and you're going to see who is watching it over Klal Yisrael. And this you're going to be able to tell to the future nations, that this nace of what happened to Klal Yisrael, how Hashem washed out over Tzion. And Pazitazav, Kizel, Kimio, Kino, Oilom, Ed, Hui, Nagino, Almus, that Hashem is our wall, Hashem is our army, Hashem watched out over us. Almus, from Lashon of Oilamitz, forever. So what you see over here is it starts off, this parak, Memches, starts off the praise of Hashem and the beauty of Yerushalayim. Then it gets to the nace of the Mochama, where the Malbim learns that Hashem saved us from Tarshish through a tremendous hurricane, and how it destroyed them, gave them Mishpat and Oynish, and it was a chesed of Klal Yisrael. And you see who's saving Klal Yisrael, who's watching out over Yerushalayim. It's Hashem. Hashem is our army, our wall protecting us. That's Perek Memches, Shir Shayim of Monday.